everybody. This is Joseph Pacek of BarnBurner.ca, and welcome to the BarnBurner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily Fired Up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app and Soccer Down Here app, as well as our own app, the BarnBurner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search BarnBurner, search Soccer Down Here, search.
Download it all.
Download it all. Welcome to MLS, kicking it with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports, and the Rookie of the Year, Giancarlo Aulino of BarnBurner. All right, let's get to it. Saturday, 12:30, San Jose and NYCFC. Go ahead, John.
I mean, this one ought to be fun just because we know what the style is for Matias Almeida. They like to press. They like to try to press you out of the building and run you into the ground, and you're getting to do it on a pitch that's 15% smaller than your average MLS pitch. So I think this one will be back and forth. I mean, this could be a combination of bumper cars and pinball, and that's what I'm anticipating here. But I think NYCFC still has the horses to get this done just because San Jose is going from one end of the country to the other. It's going to be an exciting one, but I think NYCFC ends up with full points.
All right, FC Dallas, Chicago, 3:30. Let's start off with Giancarlo.
Yeah, this is another interesting one that could potentially go either way, depending on which Chicago team comes out here. Their defensive ability has it looked good against Philadelphia earlier, but like recently with Columbus and New England, I think FC Dallas takes this in a little bit of a back-and-forth game. I'd say it's going to be 1-0.
All right, John?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting because you look at Chicago's form, and this is where I disagree with Giancarlo, is that their form at home, they haven't lost in their last 13 in Bridgeview, and I think it's going to be 14. I just think that FC Dallas traditionally has trouble on the road, and I think that Giancarlo probably has the score right. It's going to be a one-goal game. I think it's probably going to be 2-1 with Chicago Fire.
All right, let's get to another matchup here. And we'll start off with you, John. Your team, Atlanta United, you know, let's face it, you know, we thought they had a run, and we thought they were going to be home and cooled out, but NYCFC is now in first. They play Columbus. This is like a must-win.
Yeah, well, I think that you've got six matches in 22 days, and prohibited favorite Atlanta United, I think they get it done, and it's just to, you know, they've got a game in hand right now with NYCFC, and with a win and goal difference, you're ahead of Philadelphia, you're second in the table, and I think that this last couple of weeks is going to be a major test for all of the teams that are at the top of the Eastern Conference. I think Atlanta gets it done. I think it's going to be 3-1 because I think that Jossie Zardes gets one. And I think that obviously Atlanta United get more as a prohibitive favorite because you've got this one, then you've got Cincinnati. There are some road games down the line that are going to be tough, NYCFC, Montreal. But I think that really, without Ezequiel Barco in the lineup, you have the depth that you can dance around something like this. So I think they'll be okay. I think it'll be 3-1, and they should be able to keep pace with this one and probably an uglier game midweek at Nippert Stadium.
All right, let's talk about FC Cincinnati with Giancarlo. FC Cincinnati into Montreal, another must-win for Montreal.
Yeah, I think they're going to get the job done here. If you've just seen what everybody's been able to do to Cincinnati, not really their fault, just young into their professional expansion into MLS. And Montreal right now, I think they're going to need the big 3 points here. But I do see Cincinnati putting up a fight in the first half. And then the second half, Montreal will take over and take this game 2-0.
All right, John, we get to the other game. New England, Orlando. This, to me, spells tie.
Yeah, and it's really, if you're Orlando, things could get really weird at the bottom of the East if Orlando ends up with a win. I don't quite see it, but should Montreal win? Should DC lose? There are a bunch of different elements, and then you could have, I think, five teams separated by 4 points by the end of the weekend if things go a certain way. So I think that it's going to be an interesting way to play it. I think Montreal gets – oh, man. See, I'm torn here. actually tell you what. Yeah, I'll go chaos. I'll go Montreal gets the win and just creates absolute chaos at the bottom of the table in the East heading into midweek.
And Orlando, New England?
I'll go with more chaos. I think Orlando gets the win here. And once again, I'm looking at a bazillion teams in a very short amount of space. So let's go with Orlando beating New England to take their spot north of the playoff bar to get things squared away. It's going to be, like I said, I want chaos, and I think that that's how it happens the fastest right now.
All right, Giancarlo, LAFC versus Philadelphia. Are these two teams on top of their table, so who are you calling this one?
I think LAFC take this game. I still, even though their form as of late, the game against Galaxy where they tied, and then Minnesota taking them, and Orlando, they tied, but I think LAFC outplayed them the majority of that game, and Orlando were even lucky to have that a draw, so I think they're going to rebound here against Philadelphia. Philadelphia has surprised me this year just of how consistent they've been able to be, but I see LAFC taking this 3-1.
What about you, John?
I think Philadelphia is for real. I think the larger question for Bob Bradley, and this is where you keep an eye on his press conference notes and quotes, is Carlos Vela. Vela started training earlier in the week. Is Vela going to be available, A? B, if he is available, how long does he go? If he is available, I don't see him going a full 90. Because of that and because of the tough defense and talent energy becoming a tough place to play out in Chester, I'm going to go draw here. Probably 1-1 once again, score being a little lower than folks might want just because of LAFC having to travel from one end of the country to the other.
All right, so Houston closing out Saturday in the matchup into Vancouver, 10 p.m. You know, Houston on the road. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. You know, Houston on the road. Do we bypass this game, John, or what?
Well, I think we bypass it because it's going to be a draw. Vancouver's not very good. Houston's awful on the road. Therefore, draw.
All right, Sunday, 3:30, DC United, Portland, Giancarlo.
This is another one, too, because DC United, they started to pick it up a little bit. But, again, just Portland, I think, is going to be the much better team in here. They're going to be pressing their defense, and I see maybe a draw. I'm leaning towards that, a 1-1, but I would not be surprised if this ends up being chaotic as some of the other games.
All right, what do you say, John?
Portland right now, minus 188 when you're looking at wins. And I think that Portland makes it into the playoffs, and to do that in the crazy West, you're going to need to get full points in games like this. DC United, I think it was a plus 450 in the books to be a win option for somebody. Should you wish to take this information and use it carefully and wisely and being responsible about it. But I've got to go with that minus 188. Portland at home against the DC team that is kind of just adrift right now. So I'll go with Portland to get the win, probably 2-0, 3-1 somewhere in there, probably a two-goal margin.
All right, the next matchup, Giancarlo, we'll start off with you. Your favorite team against your second favorite team at BMO Field, Toronto FC playing host to Colorado and their former coach or assistant coach.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting tactic-wise because now Robin Fraser in Colorado, he has his team on the up and up, and Toronto FC, they've been, you know, draws here, get a win over Cincinnati, but it's not like a definitive change in direction that they could be a top team in the East. They still have to battle it out in the playoff picture. But I think this could be a draw, even though Toronto should win this game, I feel, because of where they are in the standings. It's a big game for them. And I think Robin Fraser is going to come in with the mentality that this is my former team. I'm going to prove why I should have basically been the head coach, and I'm going to prove that my team is a better team. But I think a 1-1 draw is a likely outcome for this game.
John?
Yeah, I'm right there with him. I think that the Fighting Frasers come in with something to prove, especially after what happened against LA Galaxy earlier in the week. And I think that the emotion and all the energy that was spent by a veteran side midweek makes me wonder about any kind of roster rotation that Greg Vanney's going to have for this match. And I've got to go draw. I think it's probably somewhere in the line of 1-1 or 2-2, but I think that the Fighting Frasers can get out of there with a point.
Real Salt Lake and Minnesota, John.
I thought you were going to talk about your second favorite team.
It's a second favorite team. Well, Minnesota is my second, but where, you know, they're playing at home, Minnesota. I'm saying this is going to be a tough matchup, but Minnesota needs the win to stay within playoff positioning, 1-0 Minnesota.
I don't know. I mean, just because of what Minnesota's been up to these days, you would have thought that they should have taken care of business in Houston midweek, but they just got absolutely thumped out of the building. They didn't have any answers for what Houston was doing offensively with their formation. And now you're coming home against a very tough RSL team who got a 1-0 win against San Jose. I think it's going to be a draw, probably 2-2. But, yeah, I just wonder right now what Minnesota United team you're going to get on a daily basis, and that's not good when the West is what it is when it comes to all these teams in that short space.
Yeah, the West is crazy, and where, you know, everybody has 3 or 4 matches left. New York Red Bulls and Seattle, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's just just when you think Minnesota United has something going on, then they throw up a clunker like they did against Houston. And so I don't know. And if this goes wrong against RSL, then how much concern is there going to be if you're a Loons fan about what they might be able to accomplish this season when they get to the postseason? So, I mean, it's absolutely crazy because you get teams 2 points ahead of you, 2 points behind you. And if you get a couple of matchups that don't go your way, you could end up just absolutely in the dumper in the worst possible point. And you could be going from someone who's hosting a playoff game to having to go on the road, possibly to a place like Portland. So, I mean, I think Seattle's going to drift a little further south. I think that it wouldn't surprise me if the Galaxy didn't even make the playoffs at all right now.
All right, the last matchup, Giancarlo's favorite guy, Zlatan, LA Galaxy, Sporting Kansas City. Yeah, thank you. Sporting Kansas City, LA Galaxy, Giancarlo.
Yeah, LA Galaxy, they think the pressure's on them even more now, just from where they were at the start of the year, second spot in the Western Conference. They were playing so well, and then ever since Christian Pavon came in, they thought that would be like a boost in the offense that can help them just take over the West, but it's done the opposite, and they've just been a free fall ever since. And if they can't make the playoffs, this is going to be probably one of the worst seasons for them, especially a guy like Zlatan on the team, a player who is a difference maker.
Oh, but he's already conquered MLS, hasn't he?
to him he has, but until he wins that trophy, he hasn't. So I think LA Galaxy has to win this. They need the 3 points, but I think it's going to be a 1-0 win.
What do you say, John?
I'm not sold. I'm really not. I think it's a draw, even though I know that Sporting is going to be throwing everything at the Galaxy that they can. I think now that they're getting healthy at the wrong time, and the Galaxy I'll go draw 1-1.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and check out all my articles on barnburner.ca.
John Freeman Nelson.
Easiest plays on the Twitters, at OSG Nelson. Also at Soccer Down Here, Soccer Down Here Daily Radio, Jason Longshore, Jared Smith, Nick Califi, and myself, live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Eastern. And also you can follow along on Twitter at Soccer Down Here, on Facebook at Soccer Down Here, on Instagram at Soccer Down Here, and on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to download the apps, iOS and Android.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Anytime, my friend.